Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody here?
I'll be right with you.
Hello, Mrs. Jarrett. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Ray. I'm fine.
Grandpappy Sparks has some kind of a project he's doing in the back room. He'll be with you in a minute.
It seems like Grandpappy always has some kind of project.
He's building a big bird feeder for the winter. I'm afraid it'll be too heavy for him to lift when he's finished.
And just when did you become a judge of what I can lift and what I can't lift, Ray? Well, hi, Mrs. Jarrett.
Hello.
I'll have you know that I'm working on the best bird feeder this side of the Mississippi.
Probably the heaviest bird feeder this side of the Mississippi. How are you going to get that thing out the back door?
Never mind. I built it and I can get it outside.
What's the problem? Is it too big? Is it too heavy?
Well, it is big, but it's not heavy.
If it's big, then it's probably heavy.
Say, that's an interesting thing to think about. Are all big things heavy things?
And are all those small things light things?
Ray, what do you think?
Well, that depends. You can roll an empty wheelbarrow, but if you fill it with lots of dirt, you probably won't be able to roll it easily.
Well, the dirt will make it too heavy.
Just what does heavy mean?
That's a very good question, Mrs. Jarrett. Let me give you some things to think about. Pushing a car when it's stuck in the mud, that's heavy. Or when you try to pick something up and you can't, that's heavy. Suppose I play a story for you over my radio speaker.
A radio story? That sounds fine, Ray.
What will the story be called, Ray?
Now, I'll call it Light and Heavy.
What is heavy? And what is light? Heavy is anything that is hard for you to pick up, or push around, or even move at all. An elephant is big and heavy. An elephant can lift a big log. The log looks heavy, but the elephant can pick it up as if it were light as a toothpick. If you look into the grass very closely, you might see an ant crawling along, pulling, dragging a crumb. The crumb is just a little old crumb, but the ant is working hard. The crumb is heavy to the ant. Could you lift the log? Can you carry a crumb? Of course you can carry a crumb. A crumb is light. Why, sometimes a crumb gets stuck on your face and you carry it around without even knowing it's there. But the log, it's a big one, a giant tree cut down in the forest. You can push and tug, but you can't make it move, not even one bit. It's too heavy for you. What is light for the elephant is heavy for you. What is light for you is heavy to the ant. It all depends on who you are, whether something seems heavy or light. Then how do you know what's really heavy? And how do you know what's really light? When you talk about exactly how heavy or light a thing really is, you call it weight. Everything weighs something. To tell just what everything weighs, we use a scale. Scales can tell us if something weighs a lot or weighs a little. Things that weigh a lot can be heavy for us to lift, while things that weigh a little can be light for us to lift. How about you? You might weigh as much as 10 or 12 bags of potatoes. Can you lift 10 or 12 bags of potatoes? But I'll bet someone bigger and older can lift you up. You don't look the same as 10 or 12 big bags of potatoes, but you may weigh the same. Weight has to do with just the heaviness or lightness of a thing, not with the shape or size or color of the thing, not whether it is round or square, or whether it is a pile of bricks or a polar bear. A book can weigh the same as a cat. A polar bear can weigh the same as a log. And you may weigh the same as 12 big bags of potatoes. It sounds silly, but that's how it is, because weight has to do just with the heaviness or lightness of a thing.
That was a fine story, Ray.
It sure was. But what do I care about weight? What do I care if I know exactly how heavy or how light a thing is? If I can pick it up as easy as pie, I know it's light. If I try to pick it up and I can't, I know it's too heavy. Why do people need to know how much things weigh?
I'm glad you asked that question. One thing, it is sometimes easier to figure things out by weight.
What do you mean, Ray?
Suppose you went into a store to buy a quarter's worth of jelly beans. The salesman behind the counter wouldn't count out the 40 or 50 jelly beans you'd get. Nor would he just throw some jelly beans into a bag and say, "That's a quarter's worth." No, he puts the jelly beans into a dish on a scale and weighs them. There, he might say, 2 ounces. That's the quarter's worth.
Oh, I get it. There are just some things you have to sell by weight.
Let me ask you both this question. Which would weigh more, a pound of iron or a pound of feathers? Grandpappy?
Now, that was easy, Ray. A pound of iron would certainly weigh more than a pound of light feathers. Anybody knows that?
Wait a minute, Grandpappy. That's not right. A pound is a pound.
What do you mean? A pound is a pound.
A pound of iron would weigh the same as a pound of feathers. Oh, it really would take a lot more feathers to make a pound, but a pound of anything would weigh the same as a pound of something else. A pound is a pound.
By grannies, you know that's right.
You see, Grandpappy, weight can be another way to count things. Instead of buying peanuts one by one, you buy peanuts by how much they weigh.
I sure like to eat peanuts.
I've never thought about it before, but we buy lots of things by how light and how heavy they are. For instance, I buy coffee in 1 and 2 pound cans.
And I buy meat and potatoes by weight, too.
You can even buy candy by weight.
Candy? By golly, that's right. I sure would like to get a box of candy that's too heavy for me to lift.
Don't eat too much candy, Grandpappy. I wouldn't want you to get too large for your clothes.
Let me get my notebook. By crackies, I want to write some of these things down. I didn't know there was so much to learn about light and heavy things.
Now, I believe your notebook is over there on that shelf by the workbench.
Now then, I'm ready to write. What did we talk about first?
We said that it all depends on who you are, whether something seems heavy or light. When you try to pick something up and you can't, then that's heavy.
Oh, that's good. Let me write that down. When you try to pick something up and you can't, then that's heavy.
And don't forget, when you can pick up something easily, that's light.
Now let me look around here in my hobby shop. What things would be heavy?
There's your workbench. That would be heavy.
Well, you're right, Mrs. Garrett. I can't pick up that workbench and carry it around. It's heavy.
And what about me, your magic radio? Am I light or heavy?
My lands, Ray. I can pick you up with one hand tied around me. I'd say you were light.
But to a small child, I would be heavy.
Yes, you're right about that. It all depends on just who you are, whether something is heavy or light.
I just said that a minute ago.
Oh, so you did. Well, that's a good thing to remember.
What about that stepladder over there in the corner? Is it light or heavy, Grandpappy?
Now, let me see. I guess that's light because I have to carry it around whenever I need to reach up high for things.
But that stepladder would probably be heavy to a little boy or girl.
What about your toolbox? Is that light or heavy?
That is heavy. But it's light enough for me to carry it around.
The radio program that I played today talked about a log. If you remember, the log would be heavy for a person to lift, but to an elephant, the log was light. Can you think of any other animals that might be stronger than you, Grandpappy?
I sure can, Ray. Why, when I was a boy, I used to have a horse on the farm that could pull a wagon loaded with hay. I'll tell you, that wagon full of hay was really heavy.
Horses are strong, and horses can pull heavy loads.
But one thing, Ray, horses can't lift anything. They don't have any hands or a trunk like an elephant.
Speaking of light and heavy things, how are you going to get that big bird feeder out of your back room, Grandpappy? Isn't it too heavy and too big for you to lift all by yourself?
That's just what we were talking about when you came in, Mrs. Jarrett. I don't think Grandpappy can carry it all by himself through that door.
Me not strong enough to carry a simple birdhouse? I'll show you.
You better let me help you, Grandpappy. After all, you're not as young as you once were.
Mrs. Jarrett is right. You better get some help. The bird feeder is pretty big.
Nonsense. I can do it. I built it, and I can carry it. Here I go.
Be careful going through that door, Grandpappy. The window is closed.
Watch out. That long pole is going to hit the window. Oh, no. Now look what you've done.
You've broken the window.
Well, one thing for sure. It's not too heavy. It's just too wide.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.